Trump, Comrade Kamala Harris sees there are problems for her campaign in New Hampshire. By Hannah Knudsen on September 3, 2024. Former President Donald Trump said on Tuesday that the Kamala Harris campaign can see there are real problems for her in New Hampshire, making the remark after the Trump campaign addressed what they say is a false report that he is giving up on the Granite State. Comrade Kamala Harris sees there are problems for her campaign in New Hampshire because of the fact that they disrespected it in their primary and never showed up, Trump said in a Truth Social post. Additionally, the cost of living in New Hampshire is through the roof. Their energy bills are some of highest in the country. And their housing market is the most unaffordable in history, the former president continued. I protected New Hampshire's first in the nation primary and always will, he exclaimed. To my friends in New Hampshire, get out and vote Trump. Together, we will make your state and America strong, safe, and prosperous again. Trump's remark followed a Boston Globe report that obtained an email from a now former Trump campaign volunteer in Massachusetts, Tom Mountain. In the email, Mountain reportedly told other volunteers that the campaign has determined that New Hampshire is no longer a battleground state. However, Trump campaign national spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt told Newsweek that is completely untrue. This isn't true. President Trump's campaign maintains an on-the-ground presence in New Hampshire, including staff and offices, while Kamala Harris is parachuting in because she knows that the Granite State is in play, Leavitt told the outlet. We look forward to building on the momentum that we have grown since the primary and sending New Hampshire's 4 electoral votes to President Trump's column on November 5, she added. The Trump campaign as a whole also made it clear that Mountain was simply a volunteer and therefore did not have insight to actual campaign plans. It appears this was just an independent attempt to generate enthusiasm for volunteer deployments to a nearby major swing state, Trump's campaign said, according to Newsweek. Watch, Corey Lewandowski on New Hampshire swinging toward Trump. Trump lost New Hampshire by 0.4% in 2016 and by 7.4% in 2020. In fact, New Hampshire has not tipped red in the presidential election since 2000.